Page 367.
Chapter 36. How Sir Tristram served in war the King Howel of Brittany and slew his adversary in the field. There was an earl that hight Grip, and this earl made great war upon the king, and put the king to the worse, and besieged him. And on a time Sir Kay Dias, that was son to King Howel, as he issued out was sore wounded nigh to the death. Then Gouvernail went to the king and said, "Sir, I counsel you to desire my lord Sir Tristram, as in your need, to help you." "I will do by your counsel," said the king. And so he yeaed unto Sir Tristram, and prayed him in his wars to help him, "For my son, Sir Cadius, may not go into the field." "Sir," said Sir Tristram, "I will go into the field and do what I may." Then Sir Tristram issued out of the town with such fellowship as he might make, and did such deeds that all Brittany spake of him. And then, at the last, by great might and force, he slew the Earl Grip with his own hands, and more than 100 knights he slew that day. And then Sir Tristram was received worshipfully with procession. Then King Howel embraced him in his arms, and said, "Sir Tristram, all my kingdom I will resign to thee." Page 368. "God defend," said Sir Tristram, "for I am beholden unto you for your daughter's sake to do for you." Then by the great means of King Howel and Cadius, his son, by great proffers, there grew great love betwixt Isolde and Sir Tristram, for the lady was both good and fair, and a woman of noble blood and fame. And for because Sir Tristram had such cheer and riches, and all other pleasance that he had, almost had he forsaken La Belle Isoude. And so upon a time Sir Tristram agreed to wed Isoude La Blanchemont, and at the last they were wedded, and solemnly held their marriage. And so when they were abed both, Sir Tristram remembered him of his old lady La Belle Isoude. And then he took such a thought suddenly that he was all dismayed, and other cheer made he none but with clipping and kissing. As for other fleshly lusts, Sir Tristram never thought nor had ado with her. Such mention maketh the French book. Also it maketh mention that the lady weaned there had been no pleasure but kissing and clipping. And in the meantime there was a knight in Brittany, his name was Supinabiles. And he came over to the sea into England, and then he came into the court of King Arthur, and there he met with Sir Lancelot du Lake, and told him of the marriage of Sir Tristram. Then said Sir Lancelot, "Fie upon him, untrue knight, to his lady, that so noble a knight as Sir Tristram is should be found to his first lady false, La Belle Isoude, Queen of Cornwall. But say ye him this," said Sir Lancelot, "that of all the knights in the world I loved him most, and had most joy of him, and all was for his noble deeds, and let him wit the love between him and me is done for ever, and that I give him warning from this day forth as his mortal enemy." Page 369. Chapter 37. How Sir Supinabiles told Sir Tristram how he was defamed in the court of King Arthur and of Sir Lamorack. Then departed Sir Supinabiles unto Brittany again, and there he found Sir Tristram and told him that he had been in King Arthur's court. Then said Sir Tristram, "Heard ye anything of me?" "So God me help," said Sir Supinabiles, "there I heard Sir Lancelot speak of you great shame, and that ye be a false knight to your lady, and he bade me to do you to wit that he will be your mortal enemy in every place where he may meet you." "That me repenteth," said Tristram, "for of all knights I loved to be in his fellowship." So Sir Tristram made great moan, and was ashamed that noble knights should defame him for the sake of his lady. And in this meanwhile La Belle Isoude made a letter unto Queen Guinevere, complaining her of the untruth of Sir Tristram, and how he had wedded the king's daughter of Brittany. Queen Guinevere sent her another letter, and bade her be of good cheer, for she should have joy after sorrow, for Sir Tristram was so noble a knight called, that by crafts of sorcery ladies would make such noble men to wed them. But in the end, Queen Guinevere said, "It shall be thus, that he shall hate her, and love you better than ever he did tofore. So leave we Sir Tristram in Brittany, and speak we of Sir Lamorack de Gales, that as he sailed his ship fell on a rock, and perished all save Sir Lamorack and his squire. And there he swam mightily, and the fishers of the Isle of Servage took him up, and his squire was drowned, and the shipmen had great labor to save Sir Lamorack's life for all the comfort that they could do. And the lord of that isle hight Sir Nabon le Noir, a great mighty giant, and this Sir Nabon hated all the knights of King Arthur, and in no wise would he do them favor. Page 370. And these fishers told Sir Lamorack all the guise of Sir Nabon, how there came never a knight of King Arthur's, but he destroyed him. And at the last battle that he did was slain Sir Nanoun le Petit, the which he put to a shameful death in despite of King Arthur, for he was drawn limb meal. Reader's note, limb meal here means limb from limb. Return to text. That forthinketh me, said Sir Lamorack, for that knight's death, for he was my cousin, and if I were at mine ease, as well as ever I was, I would revenge his death. Peace, said the fishers, and make here no words, for or ever ye depart from hence, Sir Nabon must know that ye have been here, or else we should die for your sake. So that I be whole, said Lamorack, of my disease that I have taken in the sea, I will that ye tell him that I am a knight of King Arthur's, for I was never afeard to renay my lord. Reader's note, renay here means deny. Return to text.
Chapter 38. How Tristram and his wife arrived in Wales, and how he met there with Sir Lamorack. Now turn we unto Sir Tristram, that upon a day he took a little barge and his wife Isoude la Blanche Mains, with Sir Kehydius her brother, to play them in the coasts. And when they were from the land, there was a wind drove them into the coast of Wales upon this isle of Servage, whereas was Sir Lamorack. And there the barge all to rove, and there Dame Isoude was hurt. And as well as they might, they gat into the forest, and there by a well he saw Segwarides and a damosel, and then either saluted other. Sir, said Segwarides, I know you for Sir Tristram de Lyonnais, the man in the world that I have most cause to hate, because ye departed the love between me and my wife. But as for that, said Sir Segwarides, I will never hate a noble knight for a light lady, and therefore I pray you be my friend, and I will be yours unto my power. For wit ye well, ye are hard bestead in this valley, and we shall have enough to do, either of us, to succor other. Page 371. And then Sir Segwarides brought Sir Tristram to a lady thereby that was born in Cornwall, and she told him all the perils of that valley, and how there came never knight there but he were taken prisoner or slain. Wit you well, fair lady, said Sir Tristram, that I slew Sir Marhaus, and delivered Cornwall from the truage of Ireland, and I am he that delivered the King of Ireland from Sir Blamor de Ganis, and I am he that beat Sir Palmonides, and wit ye well I am Sir Tristram de Lyonnais, that by the grace of God shall deliver this woeful Isle of Servage. So Sir Tristram was well eased. Then one told him there was a knight of King Arthur's that had wrecked on the rocks. What is his name? Said Sir Tristram. We wot not, said the fishers, but he keepeth it no counsel, but that he is a knight of King Arthur, and by the mighty lord of this isle he setteth not by. I pray you, said Sir Tristram, and ye may bring him hither that I may see him, and if he be any of the knights of Arthur's, I shall know him. Then the lady prayed the fishers to bring him to her place. So on the morrow they brought him thither in a fisher's raiment, and as soon as Sir Tristram saw him, he smiled upon him and knew him well, but he knew not Sir Tristram. Fair sir, said Sir Tristram, meseemeth by your cheer ye have been diseased but late, and also methinketh I should know you heretofore. I will well, said Sir Lamorack, that ye have seen me and met with me. Fair sir, said Sir Tristram, tell me your name. Upon a covenant I will tell you, said Sir Lamorack, that is, that ye will tell me whether ye be lord of this island or no, that is called Nabon de Noir. Forsooth, said Sir Tristram, I am not he, nor I hold not of him. I am his foe as well as ye be, and so shall I be found, or I depart out of this isle. Page 372. Well, said Sir Lamorack, since ye have said so largely unto me, my name is Sir Lamorack de Gales, son unto King Pellinore. Forsooth, I trow well, said Sir Tristram, for an ye said other, I know the contrary. What are ye, said Sir Lamorack, that knoweth me? I am Sir Tristram de Lyonnais. Ah, sir, remember ye not of the fall ye did give me once, and after ye refused me to fight on foot? That was not for fear I had of you, said Sir Tristram, but me shamed at that time to have more ado with you, for me seemed ye had enough. But, Sir Lamorack, for my kindness many ladies ye put to a reproof, when ye sent the horn from Morgan le Fay to King Mark, whereas ye did this in despite of me. Well, said he, an it were to do again, so would I do, for I had liever strife and debate fell in King Mark's court rather than Arthur's court, for the honor of both courts be not alike. As to that, said Sir Tristram, I know well, but that that was done, it was for despite of me, but all your malice, I thank God, hurt not greatly. Therefore, said Sir Tristram, ye shall leave all your malice, and so will I, and let us assay how we may win worship between you and me upon this giant, Sir Nabon le Noir, that is lord of this island, to destroy him. Sir, said Sir Lamorack, now I understand your knighthood. It may not be false that all men say, for of your bounty, noblesse, and worship, of all knights ye are peerless, and for your courtesy and gentleness I showed you ungentleness, and that now me repenteth. Page 373. Chapter 39. How Sir Tristram fought with Sir Nabon and overcame him, and made Sir Segwarides lord of the isle. In the meantime there came word that Sir Nabon had made a cry that all the people of that isle should be at his castle the fifth day after, and the same day the son of Nabon should be made knight, and all the knights of that valley and thereabout should be there to joust, and all those of the realm of Logres should be there to joust with them of North Wales. And thither came 500 knights, and they of the country brought thither Sir Lamorack and Sir Tristram, and Sir Cahidius and Sir Segwarides, for they durst none otherwise do. And then Sir Nabon lent Sir Lamorack horse and armor at Sir Lamorack's desire, and Sir Lamorack jousted and did such deeds of arms that Nabon and all the people said there was never knight that ever they saw do such deeds of arms. For, as the French book saith, he forejousted all that were there, for the most part of 500 knights, that none abode him in his saddle. Then Sir Nabon preferred to play with him his play, for I saw never no knight do so much upon a day. I will well, said Sir Lamorack, play as I may, but I am weary and sore bruised. And there either gat a spear, but Nabon would not encounter Sir Lamorack, but smote his horse in the forehead, and so slew him. And then Sir Lamorack yede on foot, and turned his shield, and drew his sword. But there began strong battle on foot. But Sir Lamorack was sore bruised, and short-breathed, that he traced and traversed somewhat aback. Fair fellow, said Sir Nabon, hold thy hand, and I shall show thee more courtesy than ever I showed knight, because I have seen this day thy noble knighthood, and therefore stand thou by, and I will wit whether any of thy fellows will have ado with me. Page 374. Then when Sir Tristram heard that, he stepped forth and said, Nabon, lend me a horse and sure armor, and I will have ado with thee. Well, fellow, said Sir Nabon, go thou to yonder pavilion and arm thee of the best thou findest there, and I shall play a marvelous play with thee. Then said Sir Tristram, look ye play well, or else, peradventure, I shall learn you a new play. That is well said, fellow, said Sir Nabon. So when Sir Tristram was armed as him liked best, and well shielded and sworded, he dressed to him on foot, for well he knew Sir Nabon would not abide a stroke with a spear, therefore he would slay all knights' horses. Now, fair fellow, said Sir Nabon, let us play. So then they fought long on foot, tracing and traversing, smiting and foining long, without any rest. At the last